EY today.
Here's an update for you for anybody who gets hurricane weary. We're going to give you the weather right at the top. Hurricane Earl strengthening now. The wind's up to about 100 miles plus an hour. So it's a Category 2 hurricane, 130 miles east of St. Martin. Somebody was telling me today, oh, look out, maybe the weekend's going to be a wet one. And I thought, wow, it's crazy how people track hurricanes, but can you blame them? Everybody thinks back 5 years ago to Hurricane Katrina. The president and a few other people had some thoughts, including the mayor of New Orleans, on the devastation of Katrina and where that city is right now. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Hope you had a fabulous weekend, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. You're invited to be part of the conversation, whether you're left, right, or somewhere in between. Perhaps you're independent. 800-259-5791, that's the digits to keep in mind if you're going to jingle the show and be a part of the action, 800-259-5791. If you have numerical ADD, which is what I have, then you need me to say it a few times, so I promise you I'll say it. If you missed it, couldn't get that pen, or that pen didn't work, or you don't have an iPhone and you couldn't type it in quickly enough, trust me, I'll get back to it. Also, you can hit us up whenever, during the show, after the show, doesn't matter, day or night, at americatonight.net. Over the weekend, probably the biggest story had to be this, and I'll tell you, the whole headcount thing, when especially a talk show host is involved, when there's any kind of a rally, remember before there was a Tea Party rally and there were charges of, oh, the numbers were exaggerated. I have to say, from seeing it on the tube and then some of the photographs afterwards, Glenn Beck drew him in. And Beck set up this thing where he said he wanted to reclaim civil rights from politics. And boy, people really turned out on Saturday. So the conservative commentator struck a chord with maybe more than his audience. It was kind of a revival-like rally at the Lincoln Memorial. Here's a little snippet of what he said.
We are humbled that you are here. We are truly humbled. This really is build it and they will come. Our fighting men and women do the things that most of us don't even want to think about. They do it while we're asleep. They do it while we're at play. The point is, they do it because it is their calling. We have asked them to do it.
All right, so the gist of it is, you heard a little bit there. You could tell he was overwhelmed by the amount of the crowd, which, by the way, the Park Service there, they don't count the crowds anymore because of the controversies in the past. CBS News, which they don't have anything to do with Glenn Beck, they think that the attendance was maybe 96,000. ABC News thinks close to 100,000. Let's just say it was a lot of people that went to this rally. And most of the address, most of what he talked about was talking about the support of U.S. troops. He talked about religious values. He talked about something beyond our imagination that's happening, and that today America begins to turn back to God. For too long, the country has wandered in darkness. These are some of his words. And then he went on Fox on Sunday. He was part of the Sunday Swirl, you know, the political talk shows. Chris Wallace does one. And naturally, Beck is on Fox. So he was a guest there. And here's Wallace in a little conversation with Beck over the rally.
Well, if it's just a message for the day, it's pretty meaningless. But if it is the line I actually cut from the speech was the last line, that we're 40 days and 40 nights away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. If people awaken and turn around and see that we have lost our way and they do something about it in their own lives, not through politics, but in their own lives, then it's an important day. Otherwise, it was just a nice day out in sunshine.
Do you feel that you have a role, and I mean this seriously, do you feel that you have a role in trying to save this country?
You don't?
No, I just ask questions for a living.
I forgot I was with an actual journalist. I think, Chris, that every American should feel that way. Whether you, because you're a journalist, you shouldn't become an advocate. I'm not a journalist. I think every American has a role in saving this country. Whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, doesn't matter. We all know the country's in trouble. We may disagree on how to solve it, but we all know the country's in trouble. And I've come to the place where I believe that there's no way to solve these problems, these issues. There's nothing that we can do that will solve the problems that we have and keep the peace unless we solve it through God, unless we solve it in being our highest self. And that's a pretty tall order.
Okay, so you can hear a little bit of how he's explaining it to Chris Wallace and then how Wallace was stunned when Beck threw it back to him. Don't you think we have a role in this? And, you know, he said, I ask questions for a living. Well, Beck continued to kind of hammer on when he was out at the rally and all the people that were there that this, you can feel this discord that the country feels like it's in trouble and there's not really a political solution because I think we're too divided. And everybody's kind of sold out, whether it's Democrat, Republicans, whatever. And if you read into the Founding Fathers' speeches and the documents and the letters, when they founded the country, they said it would happen if the people turned to God, is what Beck's focus seemed to be. As I listened to that, through most of what he said during that rally on Saturday. Now, the Reverend Al Sharpton, who led a commemoration of the King's rally, because that would be Martin Luther King's anniversary on Saturday, at a Washington high school, said, look, he was asked about Glenn Beck's address, and he said this was a motivational speech. It ignored the policies King promoted. Hey, it might be good, but it's not civil rights. So he said, you know, don't talk to me about what Beck said because it's not civil rights. It's great that it was motivational or whatever, but it had nothing to do with civil rights movements. Beck is saying that the civil rights movement's economic agenda was part of it, but it's a part that he didn't agree with, because what he did was he called it a rally for jobs and freedom and marchers demanding voting rights, not just for African Americans, but for full and fair employment and decent housing, and that's what he said. So the upshot of it is, there certainly is a movement out there. There certainly is people who want to hear something different. If there's any takeaway from this, the essence of whatever was said and arguing if there was a lot of religion in it or it wasn't what it was billed to be or whatever it is. He drew a crowd that you cannot deny. Six blocks down the National Mall. Six blocks. And it was the same date and location as the 63 March on Washington, where the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his famous, I have a dream. All right, we move along here. We're going to talk about Beck a little bit more and the rally and what would it ultimately lead to next on America Tonight.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams, but I could hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone our way, but I can see the fire.
All right, we turn the corner here. Just wrapping up the Glenn Beck rally over the weekend on Martin Luther King Jr.'s anniversary of the I Have a Dream speech. As I said, just whether it's 85,000 or 100,000 or however many it was, there was definitely a lot of people that showed up for the rally. And what he seemed to weave into the conversation was a lot about God, that people weren't recognizing, you know, his version of Christianity. You heard what Al Sharpton said, kind of dismissing it, but not really completely slamming it. The president was also asked if he had heard his speech, and he said, no, I have no idea what he was speaking about. So what I'm curious about is whether or not Beck ultimately becomes the face, I guess for lack of a better way of putting it, behind the Tea Party movement. Is he the guy? Is he the one? Is he the establisher? Does everything kind of come from Glenn Beck and, you know, this movement where people are frustrated and have had enough of whatever's going on in Washington? Does it morph into something different? And I think it will morph into something different. But will he be the guy that leads the charge? Kind of like Rush Limbaugh, let's face it. I mean, Limbaugh, whether you love him to death or really have no feeling about him or don't like Rush Limbaugh, there's no question he is the king of talk radio because he has all the affiliates. He gets the big numbers. And somebody told me the last time I was in New York that his first 15 minutes of his show is the most listened to thing in radio. Well, he was the guy who morphed into his own niche, I guess, as the guy who was going to bash some of the Democratic politics pretty much across the board and call things the way he saw them, period, and ruffle a lot of feathers, and then also please a lot of people, especially during the Clinton years, because the Clinton years is what really pumped up that show even more. So if you want to throw in your 2 cents on that, you certainly can. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We have a couple of other things to sail on to from over the weekend. Besides that political rally, which was absolutely giant, there's some other things that happened over the weekend. And some of it centered around the weather, because the concern over the hurricane, and, you know, it seems like now we've got one tropical storm and back of another tropical storm, but this is really the heart of the season. Hurricane season starts back in June, really kind of the tail end of May, but it kicks in. If something happens, it always seems to happen toward the end of August, September, end of September, which we saw certainly with Hurricane Katrina, whether it's August or September. But now we've got a slew of storms that keep developing. Let's just hope they keep dissipating before they slam into the East Coast or they slam into the Gulf Coast, which would be disastrous if you had a really big category storm. You think of just coming off of the oil spill 5 years ago, Katrina, and then to have to go through another big storm would be pretty tough for a city that I think, even though a lot of other people would probably disagree and feel like New Orleans is getting back on its feet, I still think it's a long, long cry away from what it used to be. It's that goal is far down the line, my friends. The light is definitely maybe at the end of the tunnel, but the tunnel is long, miles and miles and miles. Speaking of miles, this is a privacy issue thing. If you go to americatonight.net, check out the picture on the website on Notes from a Scorecard, the blog that I do. I show what an x-ray would be for vans that they now have, where vans or cars or whatever, they can just x-ray the car that you're in if they're looking for certain things, meaning the FBI, for example, or whoever. The technology's there, and it's being used, and it was being used a little bit in Iraq and certainly in Afghanistan, and now also being used on our streets. And where, when, how, we don't know all those details. I think it's over the line for me, for my taste, way over the line. Different if you're going in, you have information, you have evidence, you're going after a specific target. That's a whole different thing. And then I hear this story over the weekend about the school in Contra Costa County that's in California. And they're putting with preschoolers these tracking devices that they say are going to save really time and bucks for them. And it started this past Tuesday when the students came in. They wear a jersey that has a small radio tag in it. And the tag sends signals to sensors that track the kids' whereabouts, of course. The attendance, whether they've eaten or not, all that stuff. What they're saying is it frees up the teachers because they had to note all this stuff on paper files when a kid was absent or he hadn't eaten lunch or whatever, and they can save thousands of hours of staff time, and it'll pay for itself within a year. For this piece of material, this tracking device that tells you, the kid ate, the kid is in the schoolyard, the kid did whatever, it cost $50,000, and it was paid for by a federal grant. Now, it's an interesting fair or foul. Is it just way over the privacy line and, come on, costly or not? You have to be kidding me. We cannot keep track of kids in a schoolyard or when they're eating lunch, or if they've even shown up to school. There's no way. You can't take 3 minutes to call attendance. Because you heard what I said at the top of this, right? It might have gotten lost. And what I was talking about is the kids that they're tracking is these preschoolers. Wow. And I have to call foul on that. If I were a parent and my child was going to that school district, Contra Costa, I would not be happy, and this is Northern California, for some of the progressive things they do that are acceptable, for some of the things that they do in other schools where they teach the kids about money and have them go to a farmer's market and learn about selling and growing things and stuff like that. That's all good. But putting a tracking device, I got to say no to that. And initially, when I first saw the story, I thought, wow, this is paranoia beyond belief, because kidnapping, kid lost, you know, this has to be one of the major reasons. But really, the school is saying the major reason is financial, that if they've got that, they don't have to keep records on that kind of stuff. And I just think that's mind-boggling. I could go down to, and I guarantee I would challenge the school district. They could hire me for a month. I could go down to Staples and pick up one of those composition notebooks, you know, the black and white notebooks with the lines. I could keep attendance. I would know whether the kid ate or not, and I could know where he was, because if I'm in the classroom, I know the kids that are in the classroom, and I know when they leave, if they get a bathroom pass or we're taking them to the playground or doing whatever, I should hope I would be able to keep track of them. How many students do they have in the school? How many kids do they have in this preschool? Is it like a college lecture hall? Is there 150 kids in one giant classroom? Of course not. So I think it's a terrible use for the tracking device. You might think I'm all wet and too old school on that. Weigh in. I don't think so. I think you start off also, too, almost with a little bit of a trust thing. So the kid gets used to that, and for the rest of their life, what, you start chipping them, tracking them? The whole thing about kids will be kids, and what if your kid isn't where he's supposed to be at the exact time? What if he's kicking the can with a couple other boys, so they're having a good time, and he's a block off of the trail of where he's supposed to be, so they get there 10 minutes later? You know what I'm saying. I can see how out of control it would be. And I find it fascinating that in California, where they're having so many problems already with the budgets and the IOUs and everything else, that a simple old notebook that costs you hardly anything couldn't suffice for knowing whether the kid is in the class. I went through my entire life doing the roll call thing. I'm sure the rest of you listening to me did. Did you think it took a long time? Did you think it took away from the teacher by calling the roll? I'm going to say no. I went to school in New York. I went to school in New Jersey. I went to school in Ohio, and it never took very long in any of those places. Something's wrong with this picture, folks. I just don't get it. All right, next we're going to talk about a movement to boot Harry Reid, the longtime senator from Nevada. Stay with us.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You know, we keep talking about November 2nd. You got to get out and vote. Oh, you know that I have my eyes all over Nevada as I used to live in Las Vegas. Loved it, loved the people. And I feel for the people who have had to deal with the incompetent, in my opinion, Harry Reid as their senator. I think there's a lot that people don't know about Harry Reid. Well, there was a independent political committee that launched a big effort, I guess, maybe 5-6 days ago in the great state of Nevada. And what the committee is doing is they're talking about the 1,001 reasons to vote against Harry Reid. I love that, because that's what I always say. People do not know the voting records. And if you knew some of the things that I saw when I was there, you would be very surprised, I think, my friends. And anyway, what is so cool about this is this committee is chaired by Nevada resident and former U.S. Senate candidate Danny Tarkanian. I remember Danny when he was a big basketball star at UNLV. Hey, Danny, how are you?
I'm doing well. You don't want to age yourself like that. That was a long time ago.
I know, but I'm just a couple years younger than you. I'm a little bit younger than you, but I remember well. Hey, so we go from basketball to advancing down the court, what you guys are doing or what you're doing specifically. Let's talk about, because you certainly were running for that seat, so you investigated and know a lot about the votes of Harry Reid. What did you find when you mapped this all out and with the people around you, what they told you about Harry Reid?
You may give me too much credit in mastering it out. I just think people that have lived in the state, like you've mentioned, have witnessed what Reid has done over the past 28 years. The vast majority of Nevadans are very upset with the votes Reid has taken, the direction he's taken our country. You know, Nevada, like unlike other states, California and others that have high rate taxes, high government regulations, they move away from those states to get away from all that. And then they have their one senator who's in the most powerful position of them all voting along those type of party lines, contrary to the interests of the people of Nevada. So what we thought was, you know, Harry Reid, what he does a great job of is he diverts the attention from what he's done to personal attacks on the opponent. And he's been doing that against Sharron Angle since the day the primary ended. And this 527 PAC that we started basically wants to get back on message. Let's talk about what Harry Reid has voted on, the positions he's taken over the 28 years he's been in Congress and the Senate, and let the people of Nevada know what he's done. And if they want to elect him, great. But I believe the vast majority of them will not want to after they've learned what he's voted on.
Yeah, one of the things that you know as a small business owner, and 93-94% of the commerce in the United States is small businesses, as you know, Danny, these new regulations will just kill a lot of growth in businesses and will cut out, I think, a lot of jobs, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, and I think that's the clear distinction between what's happening now with the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. You know, the Democrat Party, they pass these legislations, and it sounds great. Doesn't it sound great? Everybody can get health care,
yeah.
And if you can't afford it, you're all going to be covered. But there's always a cause and effect to what you pass. And when you pass these regulations and you say, okay, well, we're going to provide health care to everybody, do they mention it's going to cost the taxpayers $2.2 trillion over 10 years? If that's really the number, it's always higher. The cause and effect of creating 60-some new government agencies, the fact they're going to create 16,000 new IRS agents, the fact that they're going to penalize and possibly imprison people who don't purchase health insurance on their own. I mean, there's always a cause and effect to these things that the Democrats are doing. Although it sounds great on the surface, when you look at the cause and effect, it's really detrimental to our country.
What did you find when you were running? What were people telling you their frustrations? What were the people of Nevada saying when you would shake hands and kiss babies and all that?
Yeah, again, this is a little bit different because, you know, Nevada's unemployment rate is 14.8% right now. The rest of the country is like in the 9% stage. So we have almost 5% higher than the rest of the country. We lead the nation in bankruptcies. We lead the nation in foreclosures. The key topic for everybody is the economy, lack of jobs, the fact that people can't pay for their homes. They can't pay to put food on the table for their kids, and people are really frustrated and worried. That's why Reid is losing in this race right now. He's got 3 times the money Angle has. He's got a much better campaign organization. He's a very malicious campaigner, and if you're not ready to handle it, he could really cause some damage, which he's done early in this race. But even with all that, the race is basically a dead heat.
Yeah, and saying that, you're right, because she's certainly moved up in the polls. You know that, and paying attention to stuff in your state. But Sharron Angle, are you giving her a good chance now? It's a dead heat. You still have a little time before November 2nd. How do you handicap it for me, Danny? Is it looking good?
Well, I think Sharron has a great chance to win because Reid is so passionately disliked her. That doesn't necessarily mean she will, because Reid has done a very good job of demeaning her by taking statements she's made and taking them out of context and twisting them around. You know, she made a statement like, It isn't the job of a Nevada senator. It isn't the job of any U.S. senator to create jobs. The job of the United States senator is to create an environment so that the private sector can grow and expand and create jobs. And wouldn't most people agree with that? But Harry Reid uses the first part. It's not the job of a Nevada senator to create jobs, and he marginalizes Angle with this, and it's had an effect on her. But saying all that, he's done all this. He's shot all of his bullets, and he still can't pull away from her. I think Sherrod's got a good chance to win, but it's going to be a very close race. There has not been a city majority leader that has lost re-election in modern time. Basha was a minority leader when he lost. This would be the first time, so it's not an easy thing to do.
Sure, and incumbents, too, pretty tough. As you mentioned, 28 years, that's a lot of history. So you're on shows like this one, and you're trying to do whatever you can, right, to get the word out and have more people know about the PAC. How's that going so far?
Well, it's gone great. We started this, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday, and I was inundated with phone calls and to be on either radio shows or even television interviews, and so that's been great. And what we're trying to do with this PAC, it's a real simple concept. We want to educate the voters of Nevada of the different votes Harry Reid has done that has caused harm and detrimental effect to the state and our country. And we're asking people that if they want to help us and get behind us and help us to put this on radio and TV, to go to the website. It's HarryReidVotes.com. And you know, whether it's $10 or $20, the power of the majority throughout the country is a powerful force. And we can get this thing done if everybody's willing to help just a small part.
Yeah, and you've got you're using the social networking angle, which is smart. Obviously, Facebook and Twitter. Have you gotten a decent response so far from that? From using Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah, I'm just at the age of being past the point of where this stuff started, so I can't quite stay on top of all of it. I'm amazed at how many people have been able to reach out, and we've been able to reach out and touch through these networks because it's still a little bit foreign to me. I got a wife that does all this social networking for me. She's on top of it all. I just missed out on it. I'm reaching my 50s now, and I wish I knew how it worked better.
You got to get those daughters to help you out too. That's what you need.
I got young. Yeah, they will when they get older.
But we are.
I mean, today's day and age is, I really think it's a great thing for the political system. You know, for many years it was only the people that had a lot of money or the candidates that can go out and reach the lobbyists, the PACs, or special interest groups to raise money. Now you have people who can go out through the internet and raise money through millions of people around the country in small denominations and have a bigger impact than the real wealthy people who are trying to manipulate the elections. Scott Brown's campaign was a perfect example.
Yeah.
He raised close to $10 million in the last 48 hours of the race on the Internet. Sharon Angle's raised over $4 million on the Internet since the primary, and most of it's in small denominations. And that's what it takes to beat a machine like Harry Reid.
Yeah, no kidding. Last one, Danny. You know, you obviously are a patriotic American, and you've run for office before. Will you punt and try again? Will you try to get into the middle of the fray?
I think the greatest thing you can do in life is to be a public servant. My mom's been on the school board and city council for 24 years. I really respect what she's been able to accomplish. I hope I get the opportunity to run again and for an office that I'm interested in, and I will certainly do so if it's there. But it's difficult. The more you lose, the tougher it is to run again, because you keep going back to people that have donated to you and asked for them more money, and that's a tough thing to do. I hope I get the opportunity, and if it's there, I'll do so. But it's not the only thing I'm trying to do with my life.
All right. Good for you, Danny. Thanks so much, Danny Tarkanian. You heard him. HarryReidVotes.com. Good luck, and thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. That was great to hear. You heard what he said at the end of it, that, you know, you keep going back to that well, but yet he still wants to be a public servant, and he has other things going on. How many people like that are around this country who want the shot at doing it and then take the shot? Because you have to be able to accept it. You have to be able to accept the rejection, and you have to keep going after it. So I think that this pack that they put together is going to raise a lot of money, as there are a lot of people looking at the voting record of Reid that would like to see him go down. We Can Count, coming up around the bend.
question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Time for another version of We Can Count here on America Tonight. All right, kicking things off for We Can Count is this one. A crazy story about skinheads and a Russian rock concert. It happened in Moscow, and apparently there were bare-chested skinheads everywhere the crowd looked. There was like 3,000 people, give or take a few, at this concert. And they were getting slammed over the head with these clubs. So dozens of people left. They were bloodied up. They were pretty much dazed. And a 14-year-old girl was killed at the concert. So that's awful. 14 ambulances had to be called to that square. And they say the motive for the attack is unknown. They don't know what prompted it. The top act was a group called Tornado, or the act was Tornado, and also the name of the rock festival. And Russia has a pretty big, for what people might or might not know, neo-Nazi skinhead movement. They may have one of the biggest, and these attacks have been pretty common in recent years in Moscow, St. Petersburg. It's happened a bunch. So here we go again. But how awful is that for the poor people that were just going there to listen to some music? How about this one? Let's give you a happier week in count. Speaking of numbers, a French skyscraper climber named Spider-Man was arrested, but get this, he scaled a 57-story building in Sydney with his bare hands. Can you imagine doing that? Matt, could you ever even attempt scaling a few floors with your bare hands, do you think?
Probably not.
You don't like heights. Neither.
No,
do
I don't like heights, so I don't think I'd be signing up for that.
No, I don't think I would either. So I have to say bravo to the guy at Sydney. His name is Alan Robert, and he's known for this. He's climbed a lot of tall buildings and famous buildings. This is the cool thing, 57 floors, and he got up in 20 minutes. And he hasn't been charged yet. He's been arrested, but he hasn't been charged. He was fined $670-some for climbing the Royal Bank of Scotland building in Sydney. And he's had a couple of other climbs in the past that have resulted in arrests and fines, but never serious charges. He's climbed the Empire State Building, the Sears Tower, and also the Petronas Towers in Kuala Lumpur. So he has no fear of heights, or he would not be able to do that kind of a thing. The 20 minutes to me is crazy. He just must be so agile to be able to do that. This is a cool one, too. St. John's, Newfoundland. Very famous for one thing, the Titanic. An expedition surveying the wreck of the Titanic is showing off some crazy new images of definitely the world's most famous shipwreck. So what's happened is they're on this expedition. There's a group on this expedition, and they've taken, you know, a pair of robots, and they take thousands of photographs and hours of video of the wreck. It's the wreck, so you know, is about 2.5 miles below the surface, and they've got these high-resolution images now, and the shots include the ship's bow, and it clearly shows the railings and the anchors. And we all know this at this point. The expedition left Newfoundland earlier this month to the spot in the Atlantic where that Titanic hit the iceberg in 1912 and sank. And remember, 1,500 passengers and crew died on that maiden voyage. Because why? They were in such a hurry. What's neat is, with this expedition, they're not going to collect artifacts, but they're scheduled to probe a 2-by-3-mile debris field where they say hundreds and thousands of artifacts are scattered. Like they could find old watches, just remnants of people, which I think is really, really neat. And they haven't had this kind of an expedition. They had, remember the first one, you had Robert Ballard, the oceanographer, and he had a bunch of people with him. They discovered the Titanic in 85. But most of the expeditions have been just to take pictures of the wreck or look for fine china and shoes and ship fittings and all that sort of stuff. And remember, director James Cameron, who did the movie Titanic, also had teams that went to the wreck to record the bow and the stem, which separated during the sinking, and now they lie 1/3 of a mile apart. Wow. All right, so that's it for Week in Count. Let's skip across the border to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How are you doing? Isn't that fascinating about the Titanic? Can you imagine how wild that must be to discover the remnants of these people, these living, breathing humans who sadly were killed in this Titanic wreck, and find, like, eyeglasses and that kind of stuff? Isn't that wild?
Totally.
I think it is. I think it'd be neat to go on the expedition and see what they uncover, and maybe they can, you know, if they could trace the artifacts to some of the people, they could give it, the families, they could pass it down to some of the family members, you know, great-great-grandchildren or whatever.
Yeah, this is quite true, but at the same time, excuse me, I've heard some people in Canada saying, you know, let it be, because they're thinking they're just, you know, money hungry.
Sure. They use it to build your name, to take tours or something. Sure, I can see that.
Yeah.
This, the one guy that's leading the expedition doesn't seem to be that kind of a guy. But
okay.
You're right. There would be fortune hunters that would try to make a lot of money off the backs of the dead people. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate. Or maybe if they did find a dead body, give it a proper burial, you know, maybe put that family, you know, some closure to this family and saying, okay, you know, we find a dead body, because I just, like I said, give it closure, give it a proper burial, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I guess, well, right now with all those hurricanes and tropical depressions coming,
mm-hmm.
right now everything's on hold. At least that's what I heard tonight on the news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so especially where you grew up in Jersey as well. You know, from what I was seeing, lifeguards were telling people because the waves were getting very high to, you know, get out because, hopefully won't hit. You know, hopefully won't hit Philadelphia, but it's hit part of the Jersey Shore already. So.
Yeah, they're talking about how bad is it going to be, you know, how bad is it going to be, and
right.
Is it going to be just a lot of rain, or is it going to be worse, and you never know, because that's what I said. Some of them dissipate, or they're not, when they hit, they're not quite as awful as they look to be when they were gathering strength. It is that time of year, though. It's crazy, Sam. It's really September, it's really the end of August and September where sometimes you get the, you know, the mother of all hurricanes that hit.
And well, look. Luckily, when it comes up to my part of Canada, all it is just a lot of rain, which is also sometimes a pain in the backside.
Oh yeah, I mean rain is good when you haven't had rain for a while, but if it is constantly flooding you,
yeah.
If you've got to deal with floods or you have to be out in it, it's really different.
Yeah, especially like I said, when I referee football, you know, when you're on a natural grass field, it's like, oh God, I've got to have to wash my pants three times. But when you're on a field turf, it feels like you're running on a wet carpet. So
yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, you know. So anyway, so I mean, and maybe they'll even find rare coins. You know, stuff. I just getting back to the Titanic for a second. Maybe they'll even find like rare coins. I mean, from the like you said, 1912. Some this is from the Queen Victoria era that. They're definitely worth, you know, a few bucks, but at the same time, if they find sets, maybe coin collectors will say, I'll buy the sets, but not individual coins.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess we will cross that. Hopefully, we'll cross the bridge when we
yeah, we'll
it.
See if they do that. We'll see if they uncover anything, whether it's whatever the personal effects are, photographs, wallets, because then you have the deterioration of some things get preserved on the ocean floor.
Right.
Sometimes they don't. It's amazing the things with shipwrecks that have been uncovered in the past. Sam, sleep well. Thanks for the call. All right, we got to lighten the load here a little bit because I love to laugh. So here's my joke I'm practicing. Once there was a retired pirate, so he decided to live with his brother. This is what he did. The pirate walked up to his brother's house. He knocked on the door. His brother answered the door, and he says, oh, my gosh, what happened to your hand? Pirate says, I lost it in a sword fight, but I have a hook. Brother says, what about your leg? Pirate says, a cannonball hit it, but now I have a peg leg. Then the brother says, well, what about your eye? The pirate says, I got some dust in it. The brother says, how could you lose your eye by just getting some dust in it? Then the pirate says, it was my first day with a hook.